We've got Peter Galagotis, who is on the line now, not Robbie Lang. Fair difference between you and Robbie. How are you, Pete?
How you going, Michael? That's funny.
A bit of a communication error, but we got there in the end. Looking forward to your runner on Saturday, but I want to get an update on your spring prospects as well. Tell me about Lavendi. How is he going? And is a Caulfield Guineas the aim for Lavendi at this early stage?
Michael, you know, there's a bit of upside and we're going to explore the option. There you go. You know, he's an exciting colt. He was very emphatic winning for his first race start. Comes through the run really good. He's had a month off. And he'll be back in work in the next couple of days. So, yeah, it's an option that we're looking to explore because he's got the pedigree there and he's got the potential to get out to that distance. This preparation, we believe.
What's your gut feel about his class? How far can he go?
Oh, look, that's... I don't think there's many trainers that can, you know, always... that can predict accurately where they're going to get to. The horse shows very good potential and promise going forward. You've just got to expose them to that level of pressure and see how they cope. And you keep progressing from there. If you fail, you've got to come back a cog. So, you know, like, he ticked the boxes, so he gets his chance. He'll come back and we'll challenge him. Obviously, the lead-up race is the prelude, so that's probably going to hinge whether you go on to the big one or you don't, you know.
And what about Malaguerre Illustrious Lead? How did they come through the Goodwood and how have they spelled?
Yeah, they're good. They're still out there. They're not due to come back in for another a week or two yet. The assignments that are set for them gives them plenty of time to get ready. So, yeah, but they're good. Or I'm probably heading down to the farm in the next 3 or 4 days and I'll run my eye over them. But from all accounts, they've done really well and progressing nicely for the return.
I suppose one of the consequences of the Everest is you might be able to get a few weaker sprint races in Melbourne around that time as well.
Well, that's our plan, Michael. You know, we've had a go at a couple of the bigger ones and been a little bit sort of luckless, I think. So what we thought, get the horses out, give them a good break. We had a lot of success in the spring last year. Get them right for those the races that are on our home turf. And yeah, we've done a bit of travelling with them. So back on our home turf, hopefully it pans out right for us. And that's the aim, you know. Place your horse in as best as you possibly can to extract the most result. And that's what we're thinking. You know, they're all going to be ready early and gassing themselves for the big dollars. And there's still good big dollars around at the next level just below.
Well, that's the spring, which we can look forward to. This Saturday, you've got one of the interesting runners of the day, an OTI galloper having its first run in Australia, Hardington, which goes around in race number 3 over 1,600 metres. Have you had many OTI horses before?
No, this is the first one, Michael. We've done a sort of a 50-50 joint venture with them. And, yeah, it's very exciting to have Terry and his team on board with us, and he's a lovely acquisition, I think, to our stable, and it exposes us in another avenue of racing, and yeah, looking forward to the challenge with him. He's a nice cut of a horse.
So, did you help in the process of finding him?
Yeah. Look, I'm not 100% sure, but I think it came across Manny's desk first. And Manny threw it out there to Terry, and I think Terry warmed to the you know, the horse's CV, and we've actually since bought another one. So,
okay.
So yeah, looks like the ball's rolling there. So it's nice. It's nice that they're giving us a go.
So what can you tell us about Hardington?
He's a dead set mile and a quarter horse. He's, you know, since he's been in the stable, he's thrived. He's done well. He's progressed beautifully for a horse that's, you know, middle of winter. Most of my horses have got coats. He hasn't got a coat on him at all. He looks a $1 million. He'll present very nicely on Saturday. I think it'll be a tad short for him, but yeah, you know, it's a starting point. So I think, you know, just sort of being a little bit conservative and kicking him off in a mile, he'll get back. Hopefully, Blaine Dunn can hop off him and give us a steer in the right direction. And you know, I was asked the question yesterday, whether we've got targeting any spring races. Well, yeah, we'll give him two. I think we'll give him a couple of runs and just see where he's going to take us in those couple of runs and what sort of upside he has got, and that'll determine whether we, challenge him in the spring or we just sort of just poke him through his grades and maybe challenge him in the autumn.
Has it been a new learning curve for you with an English stayer now to train?
Yeah, look, that's an interesting question you posed, Michael. Look, what I have done, I must admit, I've been real, real pedantic with him, and just I've given him an extra sort of time allocation to prep up, and he's really appreciated the horse and done well in that time. Which Terry sort of says to me, they take a preparation to come good, and I think he's done that in one, but that doesn't mean that he's going to go to the races and perform. But if all things are equal and the way he's trialled up and that, he should present himself really, really well, I think. But we need to get to the right distance with him, because his last two runs were wins in England over 2,400 metres. And so, if my memory serves me correctly, but he's definitely a staying type of horse. So, these shorter distance races for him, he won't be getting warm. But if we see him hitting the line strong, well, that just gives you a bit more heart that maybe we've injected a bit of that zip that we look for over here in our stays. That'll give us a good chance of winning races for sure.
Well, you got Yule Dool, what's the other one? Yule Dash for Cash going around the same race. Probably wants further as well. Any flukers, Hope?
Look, the calendar's just not throwing up the right scenario for us. His right race is at Flemington next week, Michael, but we're not going to get the right surface. He needs cutting the track, and I had a good chat with the owner, and he just said, look, we'll give him one more just to keep his fitness levels ticking over over short distance, and then look for a race. Hopefully this weather breaks a little bit and get a bit of rain. He's a horse that loves soft ground, Michael, and he's really effective on that, on those conditions. He's a nice sort of little nice staying type of horse. Who's his Stony Creek Cup win I thought was credible on a soft track, and he's run a couple of handy races. He's running the Mornington Cup, wasn't too bad on top of the ground. But he definitely needs sting out of the track, and it's a bit tough. We don't get those tracks at Caulfield or Flemington, for that matter, and it's just hard. The calendar's not suiting him really well at the moment.
It sounds like your best chance for a winner might be over in Adelaide. Meat Traders goes around in race five.
Yeah, exciting horse, Michael. I thought he was very emphatic winning the other day at Sale. Like, we had an opinion of him when he first raced, but he was a colt, and he was a bit wayward, and his mind was elsewhere, and since we've cut him, give him that break, he come back. I thought his first run was outstanding. He got sort of held up for a long way, got out, and I thought it was a great run. Some people might have seen it, some others mightn't have seen it, but I was pretty confident going into that second run that, with an ounce of luck and free galloping room, that he would let down and let down well, and that he did. And again, you look at the calendar, there's not a lot of options for him in his age group, and the race in Adelaide presents itself, and he seems to be the style of horse that's going to get a trip. So, we've done it several times before where we don't have the option here, but there's options in the state, and we travel, and we seem to have a bit of luck. So that's the plan with him, and hopefully we can get a share of the spoils.
Well, mate, good luck, especially with Meat Traders in Adelaide.
Thanks, Michael.